Charlottesville recently announced that a technology park will be built on the outskirts of town. In this week's City Limits, Isabella Vesperini has more on what citizens think of the new development.
Residents are concerned about how much noise this tech park will make if it's built, and they want more transparency from the town. Gerald Johnston lives across the street from where this development could be built.
I like peace and quiet. I thought we were going to have some here, but it's changing pretty quickly.
Kihi, a food retail distribution center, was built a few years ago in the field across from Johnston's house, about a half a mile away. Johnston can hear alarms from that building, which annoys him and his wife. Johnston and neighbors are afraid a tech park will produce even more noise, light pollution, and traffic.
I don't know how they'll support the traffic on Starnes Road, down to Reeves and out to Flatwoods. It's really not designed for semi-traffic.
Land for the tech park has already been annexed into town limits. Officials also recently approved rezoning the 343 acres. The land had been considered agricultural, where only farming could occur. Now that the land has been rezoned as light industrial, it allows buildings related to manufacturing and technology. Johnston is concerned that Ellettsville has released little information about the project. He's attended one town council meeting and plans to attend them regularly. Merriam-Webster defines a tech park as a place where, quote, companies have offices and laboratories and do work involving science and technology, end quote. The concept is open to interpretation.
Tech park. Yeah, what's that mean?
Scott Reynolds created the site HARP, Indiana. It provides documents and videos about the project and contact information for Ellettsville officials. Reynolds also has concerns about the pace of the annexation and rezoning process.
There was really very little information that was being shared and very little information that was being made available by the people who are proposing to develop this property.
William Ellis, who is on the Ellettsville Town Council, is aware of concerns about a lack of information on the project, but he isn't worried about the lack of transparency from developer Greg Bowlin. Bowlin did not respond to requests for comment.
And I can understand any companies not wanting to say who they are, what exactly they want to build, because there's competition for this. What they don't want to happen is the competition to pull the rug out from under them or build something similar.
Regarding noise concerns, Ellis says aspects of the park can be negotiated under the town's Unified Development Ordinance, which, among other things, aims to improve aesthetics.
If there's going to be a lot of noise, we need this done to minimize that. If there's going to be pollution, we're going to need this testing, you know, for that.
Ellis wouldn't want the tech park to impact Harmon Farm negatively. It's a mixed-use development that will have homes and shops.
If what is going in there would impact that, why would we approve it? Because that would be counterproductive. So it's going to have to be something that complements that and complements that expansion with the town's goals.
Ellis thinks the tech park could be good for business in Ellettsville. He said it has the potential to increase tax revenue, so residents may pay less in taxes. New jobs could also become available.
Whether we do it or not, the growth is going to happen. And so the question to be asked, if you want this to go into another municipality and for them to reap the benefits of the jobs and tax relief, or do you want to reap the jobs and tax relief? And overall, I'd say most Ellettsville residents want to do that.
Depending on how disruptive the development is, Johnston would consider moving.
If they start throwing white box buildings up, and I'll have a 12-foot wall built all the way down that right-of-way with a gate. I thought we'd retire here and raise grandkids, and yeah, I'm probably going to look for another place.
Construction of the tech park could start within the next few months. For WFIU News, I'm Isabella Vesperini.
If you have a question about Bloomington that you'd like our City Limits team to answer, you can visit wfiunews.org/citylimits. You can also join us on Facebook in the City Limits Bloomington group.